Anxious to make the inaugural season of its new professional hockey team a success, the city of Springfield is removing a financial obstacle to attend the games. The Springfield Parking Authority will make free parking in the downtown Civic Center garage available to ticket holders of the Springfield Thunderbirds for all 40 home games of the 2016-17 AHL season. With the first home game of the season just a month away, Mayor Dominic Sarno was joined Wednesday in front of the MassMutual Center Arena by team owners and executives and economic development officials to encourage hockey fans to take advantage of the incentive.
So again, there'll be no more excuses. It's always been a clean and safe environment here. Outstanding, professional hockey, affordable, family fun.
Last spring, it appeared there would be no 2016-17 professional hockey season in Springfield. The Springfield Falcons, which had the lowest attendance in the AHL, were sold to the NHL's Arizona Coyotes and moved to Tucson. It was an embarrassing blow to Springfield, which was a charter member when the AHL was founded in 1936. But within 2 weeks of the sale of the Falcons, a local group of investors struck a deal to purchase the AHL franchise in Portland, Maine, and move that team to Springfield.
These individuals, local ownership, know how much a morale boost, a psyche boost to the city of Springfield to make sure that we kept professional hockey here.
Thunderbirds Executive Vice President Nathan Costa said the team's market research identified the cost of parking, which was $7 in the Civic Center garage on game nights last season, as a deterrent to attending games.
It just comes down to, the discretionary dollar and trying to make it as affordable as possible.
Costa described season ticket sales as fantastic, despite what he said was a late start, because the team's new front office was not in place until July.
We have exceeded by far the number of season ticket holders we had last year, and it continues to grow day by day, so it's been very good.
He would not disclose how many season tickets have been purchased. The city will not lose money by not charging hockey ticket holders to park, according to Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy. He said the Thunderbirds have agreed to pay the parking authority more than $50,000, which will cover the expenses for staffing the garage on game nights. Kennedy said the city jumped at the free parking deal because the success of the Thunderbirds is important both economically and psychologically.
Everything that we've talked about here in Springfield as going forward has been happening, and we really couldn't afford to have a negative hit. And losing the Falcons appeared to be that, but with this local ownership group stepping to the plate and filling that void, it hasn't happened, and we continue to move forward.
The Springfield Business Improvement District announced plans to host a pre-game block party and an after-game party for the Thunderbirds' inaugural home game on October 22nd. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.